Show. This is your host, David Yanez, and you are listening to Midwatch with the Rev. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. I hope today is a blessed day for you, and I hope things are happening for you on this Thursday. Did the holiday kind of mess up your week? Not many, meaning that it just messed it up, that it was a horrible, but that I keep forgetting today's Thursday. It feels like it's Wednesday. I don't know if you have feelings for each day, but I do, and I just didn't feel like it was. I've been behind the whole week. I have been looking at different things. Excuse me, different things that are having to get done, and I don't know. Even my sons remind me, Dad, you know, tonight's Tuesday or tonight's Thursday, or you know, this show's coming on. Don't forget. And we forgot about Mr. Dana Smith's show broadcasting at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. He had taken a couple of days off. He's at a conference, so he emailed me and let me know if I could run a couple of shows for him. So we did for the last week, and then he was supposed to start up this week. And he even sent me an email on that Monday, on Martin Luther King Day. He sent me that email, and it had the information I needed on there. But I totally forgot. I just completely forgot that I was supposed to be putting him back on the air. What we do is, when Dana does his show, he does his show live. He is probably the only guest now, the only person with us on the station that actually does his show live. I mean, there's different ones that send in their shows, but Dana is one that's been with us from the beginning. If not, like, it's been so long, it's only since 2009, and he constantly does his show faithfully. That man is faithful to what God's called him to do. He constantly has a good written up 2-hour show. Praise God. I know I couldn't do 2 hours, not without some good notes and stuff. I probably could once in a while, but not every day. And he does it 3 days a week. He has his news show that he does. He has his I believe it's prophecy show that he does. Then he has a Bible study show that he does. And these are 2 hours each. I think the Bible study is an hour and a half. But he does these shows from his location on the other side of this of the country, really. He's actually up, I think, in Montana or Wyoming. One of those places. He's gonna get me one day when he ever listens to the show and hears me talking like that. But yeah, he does his show, and I totally forgot that it was his time on the air. And luckily, my son, he's always with me, always checking on different things, and we're just walking by each other at the house, and he's like, Dad, we forgot to shut the signal down. And I'm like, oh my goodness, shut it down quick so he can have the pathway. And there's like a 20-minute window between starting and shutting your signals down. It's not like television and not like radio signals that go out into towers, but on the internet, it will buffer for about 20 minutes before it drops it, so we had a little bit of room, and we're able to put them on. So I just know that we are just trying to get back to where it is running. Okay, next week's going to be a busy week for me. This week has just kind of gotten a little behind on things. But, you know, okay, it's Thursday. And one thing's for sure is Thursdays we have different shows running too. I hope you heard Brother Trace Embry with Shepherd's Hill Farm, Licensed to Parent. He was on earlier, and I remembered that only because it was in my BlackBerry, and it rang right when I was about to leave the station. It rang, so it made me realize that I had some more programs that I had to get done. Anyway, my address is P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas 77325. Again, that address is P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas 77325. You can email me, david@revmedianetwork.com. david@revmedianetwork.com. And as I look back, and we're still checking out everything we did this past year, and I just got to say, God has done some great things with what we're doing in faith. And God is doing some great things with the work that He's entrusted in us. Every day I feel humbled and honored to be doing the work of God. And it's despite what schooling you have, despite what education, despite what accomplishments, God are using able body, and I praise God for that. Our 800 number is 888-642-4767. I'm going to get this down one day. 888-642-4767. You can dial extension 7 if you want to get to the prayer room, and extension 4 if you want the bookstore. The other day, I surprised a lady that was calling on the bookstore. She called and left a message, and I called her back. She wanted to buy one of my books, Almost Out of Grace. And I tell you, my friends, it was surprising. She was encouraged, and I believe that was God, because she wrote me a good 2-page testimony. I shared with the last show that we had. I shared just an idea of about what it was about, and I don't know if I should read all of it because it's very personal for her, and I just know that she just was enthused by it. And I wanted to tell her on the phone when I called her that God has done great things. And when she called us, and that I want to encourage her that book was going to change her life. I really believe it. I really believe the labor that I do is going to change someone's life. And I had to tell her that. I had to let her know that I just didn't write a book to be a book. And that I call everybody, I try to when I'm in the office, and this is true. If someone calls and asks us for Almost Out of Grace, my book, or Military Life and the Power of God, which is becoming extinct, and I'll tell you why in a few minutes, but it's becoming extinct. It's no longer going to be available for sale, Military Life and the Power of God. But when when I talked to this lady, I told her, and her belief, her name was Michelle, I told her that I try and call everyone back that orders one of my books, especially Almost Out of Grace. The bookstore will hand me the message if they missed it. And if I'm there, they'll try and connect me and let me know that someone's looking for my book and would like to buy it and had some questions on it. So, and the reason I do that is because I want to encourage them and say, you know what, this is going to be a good investment. It's going to change your life. It's going to give you some answers. It's going to have you answer your own problems because you know the answers already, but you just have to hear it from someone else. And that's mainly what relationships go down to. That's what it boils down to if they say it that way. And that is how it usually works out, my friends. You got to be able to hear some tough truths. And one of them she put in her testimony is in the tough love category is what she put it. And I like that. I like that. So it encourages me to push this book further. It encourages me that the people that I'm reaching with this are the hurting people. The people that I've gotten the most testimonies, the quickest response, the hallelujah, amen, praise God's, are the people that have read the book, that have been hurting and needing some type of relationship. You know, I haven't worked much in the relationship ministry for quite some time. I used to do a little bit of light counseling for people, and I just didn't feel it. It just wasn't me. I knew that I wrote this book, and I was trying to start doing relationship seminars. You know what? That didn't work either. This is back in 2000. And, oh, Lord, I'm dating myself, but 2005, and I was over there preaching in New York in relationship conferences. You know, a handful of people. I'm literally talking a handful of people showed up. And I didn't know why. And then I tried to tackle it by doing webinars. Yes, I did. And I did some webinars, and I heard some good response back from them. And the webinars we put on Rev Media Network, and this was about, you know, 6 months after we created Rev Media Network, we started trying to do webinars. And I was excited about that. I was excited that we could actually do the show like that. And, well, you know, after all that, we did everything we could. I worked it in every angle. So, you know, what I'm trying to say is I hadn't really done much in the relationship side, but I tried. You know, I've always felt I'm supposed to help somebody in relationships and help do some things and build people up. And I had a few ministers tell me, you know, how they give you that thus saith the Lord type thing, and telling me you're going to help people and be known as a relationship expert or relationship healer of relationships. And, you know, that was fine. And Danny didn't set well with me. That was all I was going to do. So I kind of just put it aside. But I had tried and dabbled. I got my counseling license, and I continue to keep that. I think I owe him some credits, so I can continue this year on it. Last year, I was late on it as well. It just sitting aside and put the time. But, you know, I tried. I said, okay, God, you're telling me to help people in relationships? I'm going to go over there and I'm going to study what I can do in relationships and how I can help them. Do you know I got some good sermons out of that stuff I studied? And not only to do with relationships, but God gave me this beautiful sermon about why we need to go to church. And it was through my counseling books that I was learning and taking the lessons. And, oh, I tell you what, my wife will tell you this and that is for sure about me. And that is that I am not a school person. Not that I'm stupid or anything. And not that I don't listen or I can't learn. It's just I figure out things very quickly, and once I figure it out, I'm bored. I go on to the next thing. And I tell you what, the college that I did have, I was 4.0, and got some associate's degrees, and just stood in ministry because that was the thing I have, and I have my doctorate of divinity that I have as well. And, you know, I can go to school when I have to. I had to go to school to learn my real estate and to learn mortgages and stuff like that and get certificates and qualified. So I can handle that when I have to. But to sit down and learn on a self-paced, that's pretty much me. I can order stuff and learn from there versus sitting in a class. And so I did. And I learned all this counseling stuff, and I thought I was going to get into practice. I actually started helping counseling some friends, and it seemed to be working, but it just didn't sit well. I just didn't see myself sitting there as a counselor. I didn't see myself sitting there as an individual that could just understand people's issues and try and fix them like that. I didn't know how to fix them, but I can notice the gift that I had, and that was that I could sit in a church or sit in a home or meet some people and shake their hands, and instantly I would know how they were doing and where things were at and how it hurt and if they were doing well or not. I knew that. I knew that the minute I would sit with them. I remember sitting across from a church that I was visiting, and I didn't even know the people were having issues. And I mentioned to a friend, they look like they're having some issues. And I don't know if you call it reading people or getting a good feel of something or whatever, just getting an understanding of them. But I could see it, just like I could see people when I prayed for them and what was wrong with them, and God would touch them. So I knew something was there. I didn't know what. I knew something was there. So what did I start doing? I started trying to do everything that I knew that I could do. I tried to hold the webinars. And the webinars were fine. I actually had people sign up for it. I think we had over half a dozen people the first one, and a couple of dozen the second one, and it just took a lot of time and cost to produce them, and I was very green to the broadcasting scene, so I didn't understand exactly what I could do and how I could do it. Now I could probably do a real good one and deliver some awesome product, but I was new. I mean, I always videoed. I always did some type of recordings, but I didn't know exactly how I wanted to sit this webinar thing, so I left it like that, and I did probably 4 shows. I think that was it. If I can remember the title, let me tell you. And you can see these if you go to relationshipseries.com. That is relationshipseries.com. You'll see these webinars. One is called The Grass is Never Greener on the Other Side. Hallelujah. How many of us know that it's never greener on the other side, that the devil is going to use every trick, every single idea? He will mess with your thoughts, and he will mess with your activities, and he will make you seem like he paints a beautiful picture, but it is never greener on the other side, because you're still dealing with stuff within yourself. You're still dealing with your own lust and your own sins, and you're still dealing with problems that you help initiate and create. The other person didn't do everything. Don't ever tell me that. Don't ever tell me that the other person did everything. Everybody has their part in a failed marriage. Everybody has their part in a hurting relationship. There is those that are more dominant, and there's those that are abusive, and there's special cases in some situations, but not in every situation. There's still something. People are still being hurt, And people are still allowing themselves to be hurt because everybody can open the door and walk out at any time. If you just have faith, encouragement, and a support system, God can do something for you. But that seminar specifically was targeting those people that think that they would be better off with someone else. Those people that were thinking that they could be somewhere else in life and have a better life, or see themselves create a new life with a new person. And some people can almost put that together as biblically and scripturally they should be with someone else. But you know what? God's law is God's law. Faith is faith. Love is love. And who you're married to is who you're married to. And you had to see that one. So if you go to relationshipseries.com, you will see that. So that was one of the first seminars that I did, was the grass is never greener on the other side. And the other one was the attraction of a married man and a married woman. You know, that one right there was really, really, really special. That one right there, I have to admit, was something that I had to really pray to God on and figure it out. But there is always someone going to come around in your life. If you work in an office, if you work in a space where there's very few workers at times, or if you work in a space where it's very high pace and there's very demanding, or you just find someone that comes and drops off packages here and there, delivery packages, or is that a restaurant that you like to go to? You see, it always starts off innocent. And there was a scripture that I read just the other day in Proverbs, and I'll have to find it at break. And you know how I am on that. I'm probably not going to find it. So let me pull out my Bible real quick while I'm talking to you. I'm like reaching for them. When I say my Bible, I'm looking for my BlackBerry playbook, because it has a scripture search on there. But by the time I type it, I can probably find it in Proverbs really quick. And, you know, it just always starts off innocent. Always starts off innocent. And you just gotta trust God that innocence is not true. And it'll graduate. It'll always graduate. It will always grow to something more. And God's been speaking to me to write this next book along those seminars. But Almost Out of Grace was a well-written book. And I got to thank Jeanette Morris, my editor. She made the book sound wonderful. She took what I put in there and did some great things. But back to the attraction webinar. I'm trying to find that scripture for you, and I can't seem to find it. I have to find it at break. And how far are we from a break, so I can tell you if we can take one now and I can find it. We can take one in just about a minute. But that was a tough one that I did, and I had a whole bunch of people. The title was, I believe, The Attraction of a Married Woman or Married Man. That was it. And I just loaded that on RevMediaTV.com. So if you go to RevMediaTV.com, you'll probably catch it. It's on there, on the videos. But you can also view it at RelationshipSeries.com. There's a standalone player there that you can play, and it will have that episode. And I guarantee you this, my friends, you will be blessed when you hear it. It's about 25 minutes. That's all, 20 minutes. And I did one more. The Grass is Never Greener, The Attraction of a Married Man, Married Woman, and let me see what else, because there was another one that I did, and let me go to the site and find it real quick. Here we go, and webinars, video series right here. Let's check it out. Okay, all right. There was four that I did. Two I did on, and the reason I don't know about the other two was because two of them I did on videotape, and two of them I did on, two of them I recorded with a camera, and with two cameras and a crew, and the other two I recorded just on a webcam, just to try it out, because I was trying to cut costs down. And every time we turn on the cameras, my friends, it costs money. And you are not going to believe what I put together in the next few months. You're going to see it come out on television. I'm actually going to be doing more things with this software company that has this awesome software. I thought it would cost me close to $5,000, And it's to get a good switching unit built and computers and everything. But guess what, my friends? It's going to cost me 10% of that, $500 to get everything we need. You know, that's God. That is God, because all the things that we do, and we try and cut costs. I mean, these mission trips cost me funds. These orphans every month cost me funds. The children's preschool twice a year costs me made some major funds, $2,000 at least minimum. And so it costs money. So everywhere I can save it and I can put it in the mission field and I can put it into the broadcasting, it helps us. It helps us tremendously. So I want you to pray for us as we continue to grow, and we're feeling some growing pains, but they're pains of faith, my brother and my sister. Now, the other two topics, of course, the attraction of a married man and married woman, it was very popular. In fact, it's probably one of the most viewed video that I have. And the other one, and I'm going to shut off the audio on this, but let me see. I think I did that with it. Yeah, this was a good one. It was God Can't Conceal It. And this was actually the first one I did with the software that I was using at the time. And now I can do even a better job with some other software and other things that we're doing. And it's called Can't Conceal It. And let me see. It's taking forever. Yeah. I did this in with a webcam, so it's not the greatest product. So Can't Conceal It. What that one talked about was basically, no matter what you do, it's going to come out. No matter what you hide, it's going to come out. No matter what you try and put aside from your wife or your girlfriend or whoever or your family, it's going to come out eventually. You've seen it happen through all the major actors and major professional athletes. They can't conceal it. They didn't. And see what happened. So that's what that one is. And the last one was, and I think it was one of my favorite, but I didn't do a great video job on this one. And it was basically, it was called Soul Ties. And I taught on Soul Ties. So these are going to be the next four chapters of a book that I'm going to start writing. And the reason I tell you that is because I just went out automatically trying to put together webinars, trying to put together just trying to do like services and trying to do something for the Lord. I just went ahead and just went and tried to minister in some way. You know, I did the relationship conference in New York. Not many people showed up. Not many people showed up. And then I went and did this webinar, and not as many people as I hope listened or actually viewed it. But I tell you what, I'm a man that when I feel God tells me to do something, I do it. And I wrote a book. Yep, I wrote a book, Almost Out of Grace. That was the one I wrote after. It was between the conferences and between radio broadcasting and the conferences in New York, all the way to before the webinars. It was between the webinars and between the conferences I wrote this book. And I put it out there, Almost Out of Grace. I've been out there for a couple of years now. And I think it's going on its third year. And it's just, actually, it's just as old as the station. It's just as old as the station, and 2 years old, going on 3 years, and it actually was printed and put together probably about, yeah, it'd be 3 years now. And I tell you, my friends, I have yet to market it like I should, but after hearing the testimonies, after hearing reviews, after people have read it and looked at it, I got to tell you this, my friends. It's changed the way I think on what I'm supposed to do in relationship ministry. You know, I used to think, well, I got to hold webinars. Well, I did. I used to think, well, I'm going to have relationship conferences. Well, I did. God sees all that stuff in my heart. He sees all that stuff in what I want to try and get done. He sees that there's a time and a season for those things to happen. But what if I have this book? And this book helps people. And now we have ebooks, of course, and it can do that as well. So now I think I'm going to go ahead and continue. I can see and I felt this, and it was a confirmation. I'm letting you know on the airwaves today that there's a confirmation for me to continue just writing books. Not worrying where to go preach about relationships, not billing it that way, not billing it on the way that I am going to be out there doing webinars, unless God really puts it in my heart to hold a relationship webinar. I won't, unless he says this is every week, every month, every quarter. No, I think you need to build a following before we start doing that. Build a following of people coming to the relationship sites. Some communication back and forth between people needing help and stuff. And I think I can heal people. Like that book went to Michelle, and God healed her, or continues to heal her life. And I guarantee if I had two or three other books in relationships that she would buy them too. And they would help her and be a blessing to her. It's not about the funds, my friends. And that is why I've taken a second day to tell you that we're going to change the way we do our publishing. We're going to go back to the same way that we started with. And that is that the books are produced to be a blessing to people. And that, yeah, we're in the publishing business, but we are more in the ministry business. So I'm going to cut down the payment stuff of having to get your book done, or donations that you have to get your book done. I'm only going to select people that I really want to help put books together, and that God sends me, and God sends them to me, or God sends me to them, and I'm going to help those people. And I'm not going to try and look for other people to put books together and to try and create an income out of that, because I really feel that I'm too busy with ministry to be tied up with that right now. And I know that it could be tent making, and you know what? If I had to, I could always turn around a couple of books. But I know that God has called me to do this. The doors have not shut. They have not shut. This ministry continues even without any support from anyone, anywhere, in any type or form through the station, as far as listeners. I just see God telling me to keep doing it. And no matter what, if it's only one person that sends one gift that makes a difference every month, which it has been like that, then that's how it's going to be. And a lot of times God builds us and shapes us in the times that we're building and shaping a ministry. He is building us, and he's making something strong. He is making something positive. We have a couple of new books coming out, and I want to tell you this, and I told you I was going to try this Thursday to get some of the authors. Well, a couple of them are really busy, but I want to read you the new title of Clarence's book, and we're committed to do this book because before we made the changes, we got three books coming out that we're committed to do, and we're just going to continue with them. And this other one is really nice, and he used to be the pastor of Lakewood Church, associate pastor back in the 70s, and it's called The Dream Seed, God's Vision Within You. The Dream Seed, God's Vision Within You. And I appreciate that book that he brought to me. I'm honored to do the books, and I want to just make sure you're clarified on this, my friends. I'm going to continue publishing books, and we're going to continue to be a publisher and continue to go to publishing things and continue to do publishing things as well. But I'm not going to take every book that they send me, and I'm not going to try and find books to make business, but rather to make ministry. If I see a title that I know that this is a title in faith that I have to put out, I will help that author get that book out and into the market. That is what Rev Ministries is about. That is what Revelation Ministry is about. That is what Rev Media Publishing is about. And that is what I'm about. And that is what we're all going to be doing in faith. So we're going to go to a quick break. I hope you enjoy some of this, and you're getting some of this. You're getting a little bit of relationship stuff today. You're getting a little bit of future ideas of what we're going to be going. We'll see where the Spirit leads us when we get back. We'll be right back after this quick word, a couple of minutes of Dr. Dwight. We'll see what we got here. Actually, let's go with this one here. We'll be right back.
Make Junior feel better about himself, and his behavior will improve. His rebellion and acting out comes from his poor self-image. But how does this line up with the biblical principle to think of ourselves with sober judgment? Do I really want a juvenile delinquent feeling good about being a juvenile delinquent? Hi, I'm Trace Embry with Shepherd's Hill Farm, bringing it back to Scripture. Kids feel better about themselves when they exercise self-restraint, because self-restraint is, in itself, an accomplishment. Kids and adults alike feel better about themselves when they accomplish things, especially noble things. Not understanding the spiritual aspect of humans, pop psychology would call this repression. Scripture calls it self-control. Without healthy parental authority to jumpstart a child's self-control by demanding it, a child left to himself disgraces himself and his parents.
At Shepherd's Hill Farm, troubled teens learn that responsibilities and obligations are to be exercised before rights and privileges can be enjoyed. Visit Shepherd's Hill Farm online at shfteens.org.
Who are your kids' heroes? Knowing who they are and why will tell you a lot about your child. Hi, I'm Trace Embry with Shepherd's Hill Farm. A telltale sign of a teenager's emotional and spiritual maturity is not just who their heroes are, but why they're considered heroes in the first place. Very often, celebrities are considered heroes in the eyes of our teens. When asked why, teens will often say it's because they're cool. This appears to be style over substance, giving indication that our teens haven't pondered the deeper things of life, like accomplishment. And though celebrities may accomplish entertainment value for us, are there people from other walks of life that should be considered a more legitimate hero? Nurture your kids' character by discussing what a true hero is and why. Share some biographies of true heroes. Scripture's full of them. By simply discussing the topic with your teens, you may find yourself to be their greatest hero.
Thanks, Trace. Trace Embry is the founder and director of Shepherd's Hill Farm. Contact him at shfteens.org and learn how to find the help your troubled teenager needs.
In the Epistle of James chapter 1 verse 17 we read, "Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows." When I lived in Spain, from midday to 3 in the afternoon every day, the sun would be at its zenith, in its full power. There were no shifting shadows, the sun was directly overhead. And that's what this verse is saying. That these perfect gifts that come from above, that come from our Father, come with no strings attached. They are at their maximum. God wants to bless us so much that there are no shifting shadows. There's nothing hidden, nothing obscured. Everything is in the direct sunlight of God's glory. He wants to bless us and then bless us some more. No shadows, but only blessings. Are you being blessed today?
Many Christians seem to think the only reason for coming to Christ is to escape the inferno. But if all you want is fire insurance, you're probably on the wrong road, the broad one. The purpose of redemption is not to take us all to heaven. The purpose is to bring heaven to earth. We were not taught to pray for escape, but to pray, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Escape is a pagan concept. "If you're the Son of God, come down from the cross," they cried. And Jesus said, "Father, I do not pray that you take them out of the world." Jesus said, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and in earth. The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ." That means all public schools, judges, governments, businesses, and all individuals are commanded to submit to the lordship of King Jesus now, whom heaven must receive till the times of restoration of all things. ChurchOfTheKingMcAllen.com on Ware Road, just south of Trenton. Side with God against yourself, and you can't lose. 585-4402.
A 60-second look at sports with Dr. Dwight Allen.
I asked WNBA superstar Tamika Catchings to name her spiritual mentors.
My family, my parents have always been, you know, the main mentors, but my pastor and his wife have been absolutely amazing. For me, when I'm down, need kind of like inspirational lift, they are the ones that I lean on. And then even still to this day, Pat Summitt, especially when I deal with stuff on the court, she's great. When I talk to her about it, she's great at turning situations around and showing me the positive and somehow relating it, correlating it with the Christian principle.
What a blessing it is when leaders can apply the scripture to our daily lives. Dwight Allen here, your sports chaplain of the year.
You've been listening to RevMediaNetwork.com, where the most influential ministers and Christian talk show hosts are brought to you daily 24/7 on your online connection.
Welcome back, and this is your host, David Yanez. Just looking through the Bible, trying to find something of the scriptures, some kind of, I read Proverbs every day, and I read Ecclesiastics, and I read Psalms, so. And this was a few days ago, so I have no idea where it's at. But I am now just encouraged to try and find it. So I can't do that within a 3-minute break. I have to actually sit down and flip through this and go through my daily readings and find it. But it was a good scripture when I read it, and I just want to share it with you. So right now, I just don't know what to say about it, but I'll find it for you later, and we'll have to say that for a whole other show. And I'm just looking at different things that we're doing, and I'm amazed at how well, and I'm not trying to brag. I am not. I'm just amazed how well Almost Out of Grace is written and how well it actually touches how it touches subjects that are pertinent. And I try to put almost any subject in there. In fact, I probably held 2 or 3 out of it, but it was a good book when I put it together, and I'm beginning to feel in my spirit that I need to finish writing this other one, which I will have to really sit down and hammer it out, because there's a certain mentality that you need to have when you write. Some people could knock them out quick. The way I write is usually just freehand, and then I have to go and put it on the computer. And that's probably how we can start. I think I still have some things that I can still put on the relationship, things that I've looked at over the last year, 2 years, from when I wrote that book. And I want to have another book on relationships out. So we're going to leave it like that, and hopefully something happens with it. But what I guess what I was saying, my friends, and if you didn't get the message, let me clarify it for you. When God puts something in your heart, do what you can to get it done. Do what you can to make it happen. Do what you can, and even if you go through a few times and you mess up, and you go through a few times and you mess up again, you hear the stories of people that made different inventions, and even people that own fast food chains that before they became where they are financially and known from everybody, and the product is unimaginable not to have in our life. They all went through ups and downs. They all went through product 99. You know, I was told by a friend that I'm going to be visiting this next week in the Valley. Next week, being the 28th through the 2nd, I'll be in the Valley. And I was talking to him, and he told me a story that I didn't understand. And he said it was about, not that I didn't understand, but that I didn't know. And you just don't know. You just see this product every day, and you don't know what the story is behind it. And he shared this story about the guy that made WD-40. Do you know that story? I did not know the story. In fact, I kind of know a lot of stories, but I didn't know this story. So he told me that it could have been named WD-1, but number 40, the reason why it says WD-40 was that was the 40th try of making it right. It took 40 times of him reinventing, stripping it down the chemicals and redoing the math, and put in an investment into something again to put it back out and to see how to make a lubricant that was able to be sprayed, that was not harmful, not toxic, not to a point where it's going to kill you when you spray it. But anyway, not adding to it, let me just tell you, it took him 40 times to get it right. It took Colonel Sanders, I don't know how many, I think it was 1,000th chicken place that he had to put together or to sell his recipe. It takes a lot of effort. A lot of effort to get things done. You can't just expect it to happen the very first day. Was I discouraged when nobody showed up? Or not that many people showed up at the my webinars? No. Was I discouraged? Of course I was. Yeah, of course. I mean, I don't know why I said no, but I'm just kind of, I bounced back quickly. Praise God. You know what? In ministry, you got to be able to bounce back quickly. Was I discouraged when no one really came out by the just thousands to the, when I held my first service in New York? Was I thrown down by it? Of course. I was sad. I was in my room and like, man, I called downstairs and asked, do we really got to take the next day? Because I'm not sure that anyone's showing up. So let's go ahead and just I was trying to haggle. My faith was gone, brother. I was trying to haggle, trying to figure out let's cut the cost. This thing didn't work out. But you know what? We held the services anyway, and some people did show up. And it was an eye-opening moment for me. Because no matter how gifted you are, no matter how talented you are, no matter how anointed you are, you got to be in the right place at the right time for God to do something. I was looking for this little saying that I found in a fortune cookie. It's on my desk. I keep it there. And my daughter had it the other day, and she's like, "Why do you got this?" So I don't know if she took it or not. Anyway, I remember what it says, but it sounds better when you read it. And when you read it, it says, if you hadn't failed much, this shows that you, if you haven't failed much in life lately, or in life, if you haven't failed much in life, then it shows that you are not taking any chances. Who can that speak to, my friends? Who can that speak to? And I don't see it. And I'm going through all the papers that I have all over my desk, and I still can't see it. So we're going to go with that interpretation of it. And if that is you, my friends, I want you to know that you got to take some chances. You got to put yourself out there for God. And like I said before, I've held services where there's no one showed up. I've held webinars where there's no one that showed up but a few people. But you got to know when God is telling you to do something as well. I'm a risk taker in faith. I will go out there and try something just to see. And it took a while to get my traveling ministry going. It is still going. It's not where I want it to be, but it's still growing, and I'm still able to go places and minister. So trying to encourage you, my friends, if I feel someone's out there that needs to hear this, that you got to try, you got to go forward, find where you may think you can do this, you may think you can do that, and maybe in the future you can. You know, praise God, maybe in the future you're going to be able to do that. But right now, you need to do what you can and find out what God wants you to do. Find out where you fit in. Find out what you can do. Because I tell you what, I remember how hard it is when you put something together and put your faith in it and nothing occurs or nothing happens. I know. And I found it. Can you believe it? I found it. Of course you can believe it. Because we got faith, my friends. We got faith. And what this says is this little fortune cookie. Can you get a drum roll, please, for the fortune cookie? Because we're waiting so long to find it. And I don't see my drum roll. Where's my drum roll? Can we get a drum roll? I think you're just going to have to believe it. And there are no drums on this sound machine. Well, no drums. Sorry. I was looking for drums. And there's no drums. Well, all right. Forget the drum roll. Forget the drum roll. Here it goes. If you don't fail now and again, it's a sign that you're playing it safe. I love that. If you don't fail now and again, it is a sign that you're playing it safe. My friends, don't play it safe. You know, I feel so relieved that I don't have to be a counselor. I feel so relieved that I'm not pressured to do webinars. And I'm relieved that I don't have to make myself feel like I'm helping people in relationships by holding relationship seminars, relationship conferences. Because I know I can help relationships with the books, and that God can reach people with me just doing what I can by faith and doing books for now. Well, you know, webinars are going to come up one day, and so are relationship conferences. But for now, I can help people the best way I can is writing a book that changes people's lives. Praise God. I want to tell you that it was a great day. I want to tell you that it was a great show. But I want to tell you, most of all, God loves you, and He cares about you, and He knows what you're going through. He knows by faith, knows your faith, and knows how He can help you. Trust Him, believe Him, do what you got to do. Our website is david@revmedianetwork.com. Again, my email is david@revmedianetwork.com. You can write me, Revelation Ministries, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. I'll catch you next time on the Midwatch. I appreciate you listening. I really do appreciate you taking the time to spend this afternoon with me. I have to get out of here and get out of the studio and go get some things done. So you enjoy yourself. God bless you. We'll talk to you next time on the Midwatch.